Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana steak rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana steak rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my pork beast and butt rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump called the COVID relief package a disgrace, and he called for increasing direct payments to Americans, but he didn't say he would veto the bill. President Trump pardons a new group of people, and Dr. Birx has had enough. She's taking her scarf and going home. President Trump is demanding lawmakers raise the second round of stimulus checks to $2,000 per person from $600. I'm asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple, Trump said in a video that was posted to Twitter Tuesday night. While the president didn't outright threaten a veto of the $900 billion COVID relief bill, he did call it an unsuitable disgrace. But if you're one of the people eligible for a stimulus check, don't get your hopes up. The legislation passed both houses of Congress with veto-proof majorities, meaning that Trump is really powerless to raise direct payments from $600. Still, though, the top Democrats in Congress, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, said they would support getting bigger checks to people. President Trump Tuesday issued a flurry of pardons and commutations to a slew of controversial figures with ties to his administration in a move that further cements his legacy of exercising his sweeping powers to benefit his political allies. Among the list of individuals pardoned Tuesday are George Papadopoulos, a former Trump campaign aide indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller, Duncan Hunter, and Chris Collins, both former Republican congressmen convicted of financial crimes, and four former Blackwater Worldwide military contractors that were responsible for the shooting deaths of 14 Iraqis in 2007. In total, the president issued 15 pardons and commuted part or all of the sentences of five individuals. The Justice Department accused Walmart Tuesday of contributing to the deadly opioid epidemic by filling thousands of invalid prescriptions and failing to report suspicious orders of opioids and other drugs placed by its pharmacies. In its civil complaint, federal authorities allege hundreds of thousands of violations of the Controlled Substance Act and are seeking billions of dollars in penalties. As one of the largest pharmacy chains and wholesale drug distributors in the country, Walmart has the responsibility and the means to help prevent the diversion of prescription opioids, according to Jeffrey Bossart Clark, the acting chief of Justice's Civil Division. Instead, for years, it did the opposite. This unlawful conduct contributed to the epidemic of opioid abuse throughout the United States. Timothy Shea, who is the acting head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, said the retail giant's pharmacies routinely filled illegitimate prescriptions. Anticipating the lawsuit, Walmart filed a legal action of its own in October, claiming that justice officials were more focused on chasing headlines than fixing the opioid crisis. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a serious man. He was humble, but known to all the poor of Krakow for his kindness. His goods and his money were always at their disposal, and time again, they took advantage of him. Quote of the day, disorder in society is the result of disorder in the family. Saint Angela Merici. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Theology of Home book series has become an immediate success, helping tens of thousands of American housewives turn their homes from places to live to places to lovingly raise and nurture a family. Carrie Gress and the other authors opened up a world of beauty, charm, and old-fashioned homemaking using things you already keep around the home. Our Theology of Home gift set contains Theology of Home Volume 1 and 2 and the Theology of Home Daily Planner, an essential place to plan and keep your own personal Theology of Home. Order your Theology of Home Planner at mikechurch.com/home. Custom gift wrapping is available, but time is running out till Christmas, so please order as soon as possible, mikechurch.com/home, or call us at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint John of Kanty. John was a country lad who made good in the big city and the big university of Krakow, Poland. After brilliant studies, he was ordained a priest and he became a professor of theology. The inevitable opposition which saints encountered led to his being ousted by rivals, and he was sent to be a parish priest. An extremely humble man, he did his best, but his best was not to the liking of his parishioners. Besides, he was afraid of the responsibilities of his position. But in the end, he won his people's hearts. After some time, he returned to Krakow and he taught scripture for the remainder of his life. John was a serious man and he was humble, but known to all the poor of Krakow for his kindness. His goods and his money were always at their disposal, and time again, they took advantage of him. He kept only the money and clothes absolutely needed to support himself. He slept very little, ate sparingly, and he took no meat. He made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, hoping to be martyred by the Turks. Later, John made four subsequent pilgrimages to Rome, carrying his luggage on his back. When he was warned to look after his health, he was quick to point out that for all their austerity, the fathers of the desert live remarkably long lives. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, filed a lawsuit Monday arguing that he deserves early release from his home confinement under a sentencing reform that was signed by the president. Under the First Step Act, Cohen says he could be eligible for release in a matter of weeks or months based on credit for good behavior and hundreds of hours of work and prison courses that were completed when he was locked up at FCI Otisville. He argued that his home confinement should be shortened by months, but the U.S. Bureau of Prisons told him in a letter that he's not entitled to any credits for his work that was performed at FCI Otisville. Dr. Deborah Birx has announced she's planning to retire after being outed on Sunday for not following her own holiday travel guidance, calling the experience overwhelming. In an interview with Newsy, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator said she would help the incoming Biden administration, but then planned to head for the exits. I want the Biden administration to be successful, Birx said, noting that she has worked in the federal government since the Reagan administration in 1980. The infectious disease expert, 64, was outed on Sunday for not following her own travel guidance when she was joined by three generations of family at one of her vacation properties on Fenwick Island in Delaware. This was the day after Thanksgiving. Looks like more residents escaped from New York over the last year than from any other state, according to estimates that were released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,355 people hightailed it out of the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. That was a dip of 0.65%. The preliminary figures show that New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger than in years past. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.